Hey, Danny Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
2, 3, 4!
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Gentlemen, welcome to summer.
Welcome to summer. Thanks.
Thank you,
oh summer solstice siren.
Yeah, summer's been activated.
Activate summer.
Let's stay cool.
Yeah, it's hard to do that in here, but we're going to try.
Guys, cool. don't ever forget Dennis Leary's famous song, I'm an Asshole. Walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole. Just remember that when you start talking about how it's hot in the summertime.
Is that like a jazz medley?
No, you're an asshole for talking about the weather being hot in the summertime, just like you're asshole
for talking about cold
in the wintertime.
It's not appropriate to complain about it at other times.
No, it's if it was March and you're like, it's 90 degrees. This is a fucked up heat wave in March. Like, I'm scared.
That's accurate. What I'm saying is you should save up your heat complaints for the winter and save up your cold complaints for the summer.
Well, I have heat complaints in the winter all the time because I can't control the heat in my apartment.
That's not the same kind because you live with old people. I'm talking about.
Make it seem like I live in a fucking home.
You do need assistance to get off the toilet. I'm just saying.
Do you have bars?
Jeremy.
Bars on both sides. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hi, I'm here.
That was orchestrated by Michael C. Marona.
I tried to give the opening.
Very much so, yeah.
Wow.
You could do it. And to his right, surrounded by things to get him out of his chair, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm not going to get out of my chair that much.
Good, because you need assistance.
I am just sitting here. I am sitting here with a polar seltzer drink and a beer drink that has polar seltzer in it.
Yeah, well, that's a very
just
important
just
want to
show off.
Oh, you made a Polarado.
UFO blueberry lemonade beer, and I am not a blueberry lemonade beer kind of guy.
Yeah.
Particularly, I don't fucking like wheat beers either.
So you watered it down with some seltzer?
No, I had this first, and then I saw this.
Show it to him. This is my girlfriend, my lovely girlfriend, who
is definitely a real person.
Loves us very much. She, it's definitely real.
It's from Polar.
That's what I'm saying.
This is
what the fudge?
Yeah, she found a Polar beer. There you go. For the listener, Danny is showing the beer to the cameras.
Is this,
if you would like to see the beer, check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/.
Is this the most
Danny and Mike
with the and spelled out? You finally come around.
I just wanted to keep moving.
To the heat.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Bend
me to your will.
There's a seltzer out. Or a beer out that uses seltzer.
A beer blueberry with seltzer. Polar seltzer.
This is ballsy, but this pretty much Vans has nothing left but to license their brand to different other crossovers.
Vans, Levi's, NFL.
Saying, exactly. Yeah. You know, you can order New York Mets Vans online and all kinds of, you can personalize all that shit.
Side note,
I'm going to Mariah Carey it for the rest of the rest of the thing is it makes it feel less hot when one ear is exposed.
Oh, I thought you meant I don't know her.
No. Didn't you? No, you didn't do that with me.
What could Mariah Carey-ing it be? I mean, because obviously she fucked up her performances.
Off key.
Yeah. Just not caring. So you're not going to care.
It could be the best.
I don't give a fuck.
It could be in the best in the 90s and then falling off now.
I'm
kind of like where
Mariah
you are.
Mariah Carey, when she sings, she would only sing with one can on. That's what I'm saying.
Which 90s R&B singer would you like to be? I think I'm going to do Whitney Houston. Just because
You didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Sorry.
You took her right out from underneath you, buddy.
Well, there's still.
She was probably the best singer we grew up with as kids.
100%.
Sure.
You can't beat that national anthem performance. It will never be beat.
Is it about Roseanne?
No. Speaking of Roseanne, there's nothing.
We've received some angry phone calls and
no, but I had to stop wearing my Roseanne shirt. I have a Guns N' Roses, but it's Guns N' Roseanne.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That sucks. That's a great shirt you had.
Yeah. So I can't wear that anymore.
What'd you do with it?
It's in the closet. And
thanks, Obama.
The other one is from the band Down. Stopped wearing that because I used to like the band. It was Phil from Pantera. Rest in peace, Vinny.
Yeah, that's very sad.
But yeah, so that one.
I heard about that when I was in Portugal on the radio.
It's a rough family.
In Portuguese. Yeah. And all I heard was like, it was, you know, they played a little bit of Walk.
And he knew enough.
And then it was like, I heard like Muerto and I heard Vinnie Paul and I heard Battery like drum. And I was like, oh, fuck.
He knew.
I figured it out in Portuguese on the radio. So thank you, Portuguese radio.
Keep
Antenna Trash.
Wow. Keeping it up to date. Well, would you guys want to do another round of voicemails? We got a few here.
Yeah, we can do that.
I would say hit me with your best shot.
Fire away. Whoa, that's, wait a second.
That is weird.
Wait a second.
That is weird.
Because, and you can do this, right? Because that was recording, no?
Right after.
Dude, I was singing that while getting levels today. I was singing that exact song, and that just weirded me out.
Come on, but couldn't you, how many Mariah Carey songs do you have, like, in here from radio play?
Probably half dozen.
Exactly.
Easy.
Resonates.
Yeah. But that wasn't Whitney Houston.
It hit me with your best shot. No, I didn't think
That's
so.
That's Pat Benatar.
She may have covered it. You don't know.
That's Pat Benatar.
Shall we get into this first? This is as far as voicemails go, this is the expanded edition of a voicemail. It's very long, just the translation.
Give me the transcript.
We'll see. Well, no, I don't want to ruin the highlights. But anyway, here it comes. It is from a guy named Cauldron.
Cauldron. Oh, God.
I don't know. Maybe that's a.
Is that with a U or an A?
His parents really liked that movie, The Black Cauldron.
Oh, Calderon. It's Calderon.
Calderon.
It's Calderon. It's Raymond. It's Ray Calderon. Right. It's not. Oh, it's a person we know.
Or like
it's
former
not,
New York Nick.
It's Ray Calderon. You know him?
I mean, there's a guy I went to high school with. I'm not saying I know all Ray Calderons in my
life. Okay. Well.
All right, well, maybe this is him.
Calderon.
Or her.
We say Calderon. I'm trying to remember now.
Hello, guys. I just want to know. Do you have any idea? Hope you hear me fine. Hope you guys have any idea of Michelle Trachtenberg and Elton Finelli reunion for with you guys. You know, like
it's
coming
through loud and clear, Calderon.
I don't know. Satisfy the fans who are probably wondering what happened.
Pause it right there. So Calderon is asking if we knew what was up with Michelle Trachtenberg and Allison Finelli not being at the most recent Pete and Pete reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that from... Maybe you should put your other can on, Mariah. Put your other can on, Mariah.
I was picking up what he was putting down. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we don't talk to Michelle. She doesn't talk to us.
What do you mean, we?
Do you talk to her?
We don't have a joint email address like my aunt and uncle.
No, we
like
actually do.
We do.
It's called
DannyandMike.com.
If you want to send us emails.
info@DannyandMike.com.
Is that what it is?
Don't spam. Please don't spam. I still Oopsies. Get spam messages for that account.
No, I'd say that you and I as a unit have never like FaceTimed Michelle or, I mean, I don't have her number, but we have also, I don't think, as far as I know, emailed her. So that's why, I mean, you can't say that we don't talk to her. You don't see her in Sheepshead Bay?
No, Viscardi emailed her about doing one. She just didn't get back.
It's okay.
Shots fired.
Wow. No, I mean, you got to understand that.
That I was in love with her older sister when I was a young kid, and so are you.
Back the fuck off, all right?
All right, just saying.
First I steal
you had no shot.
Whitney from him.
I know I had no shot. Doesn't matter. Sister.
Go ahead. Ooh, go ahead, Calderon.
Roots run deep.
All right,
ouch.
Here's the
go ahead, Calderon.
20+ years, you know.
It has been a while.
Like, next year would be 30 years since that little short that you guys had, the first short that you guys did.
Okay.
So I'm gonna know if you guys have any thought about that.
Yeah, it's a long time. Calderon, it was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, it's almost 30 years, bro.
30 years almost from the first Pete and Pete.
Yeah, I'm 40.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn 41.
I'll be 37 in February, and I was 7 years old.
I'm going to turn 41 later this year, and I was 11 turning 12 when we did the first Pete and Pete.
That's insane.
That is bonies. You could see my ribs back then. You can still see them, but they stick out at different places.
For the listener, Mike's wearing a very fancy Met shirt today.
Put it in the books.
Yeah, very nice. You can get that at thesevenline.com.
We're not.
Check it out.
We're not endorsing.
We're not endorsing. We're disregarding. But they want to come on the podcast.
So you can have bandwagon?
The main.
You'd be happy to have Darren. They have their own podcast, yeah. Orange and Blue.
Oh, do they? Oh,
Orange
great.
And Blue thing.
Yeah,
oh, you've heard of
we
it?
We can crossover.
Crossover, yeah.
Look, we just too bad we missed Rusty Staub.
It's been a while.
It would have been a good transition.
Ooh. Yes, Calderon.
Orange and Blue.
30 years ago, the Mets were right off of their last National League pennant, almost, and then they fucked it in 88.
Yep.
In 88. So they had recently won, but the country was a bit more optimistic then. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, here's the last minute of this.
Go ahead.
Last minute of
minute?
It? Calderon.
That's cool.
Whatever crossed you guys' minds. You know, after Michelle Trachtenberg and Alison Finelli and the actress who played Monica.
All right, he's just into the ladies. He's just into the ladies.
And all the rest.
Maris.
Yeah, Calderon is just
go
talking
ahead. No,
about
he had a question
yeah,
about
I'm
them.
I'm
go ahead.
Curious, that's all. Reunions like this don't come, easy,
No.
He's his own modeling and all that stuff. But, reunions of TRT TV shows from the past. Those other co-stars over the years kept dying off,
He's worried that
I
was affected when two Aunt Vivs and Uncle Phil passed away. I was affected just recently thinking about that.
Yeah.
But, I think, Calderon, what you're saying so far, from what I can get, is that life is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that
you should take
advantage. We saw Maris. Maris did come to one of the who played Monica, the Krebs Scout, did come to one of our reunions. You remember?
In New York?
Wherever it was really good. Yeah, Maris came to one of them, and it was good to see her. I'm just reminding Danny. Don't worry about it, Calderon. Anyway,
hopefully that answers
section four of Calderon's message.
That's the end.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was basically the end. So hopefully you got what you wanted from there. It takes a lot.
We don't know. We'll try and get more reunions.
Yeah. 30 is a big number. So I think that's,
The big 3-0.
Yeah. We should get a whole $30.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Our next voicemail is from Monica. Would you like to hear from Monica?
Please.
Her Maris's character was named Monica.
It's true.
Hi, this is Monica calling from Citrus Heights, California.
Hey.
I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now, and let me tell you, it's definitely got me through some late night paper writing for graduate school.
I appreciate it, Monica. Very cool.
I got hooked up to the show through my brother-in-law, who, I'll give you a hint, he's the bassist in a band that did a cover of Hey Sandy. I'm a big Pete and Pete fan, so when I found out they did that, I was super excited. So what I do like about the show is you talk about food and you talk about music. But my question for you, Danny and Mike,
is
other than your fiction TV brothers, who else do you hang out with from either the Pete and Pete days or from the Mighty Duck days or anyone else from the 90s? Do you have a posse? Do you have a squad? Anyways, love your show. Keep it up. You guys are doing great.
Thank you, Monica.
Monica.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got a posse that runs pretty deep.
Is that a suburb of Anaheim? Where's Citrus Heights?
I don't know.
I'll look it up. First fact check of the episode.
I don't know. It's in California.
Your posse runs deep, but don't let me interrupt you.
I'm just saying, I got my West Coast crew and my East Coast crew.
I did
Some
see
of my
you
East
with
Coast
Josh.
Crew has gone West Coast, so
I did see you with Keenan. I've seen you with Josh.
Well, yeah.
Seen you with Lori Beth.
Lori Beth and Josh.
It's
for sure. And Mark Saul.
Yeah.
That's
Mark
all.
Was at the wedding.
Mark was at the wedding.
Such a sweet thing.
That's right. He's a good dude. And that's my phone. I'm sorry about that. What a rude person I am.
He also has, that's his posse checking up
yeah,
on
that
him.
Was my posse checking in to be like, yo, make sure you don't say the... Yeah.
No, they said, do the 90s point when you mention us.
Don't say the password. There it is.
Do the 90s point.
Citrus Heights, for the record, just where? Outside of Sactown, Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're inland. I understand.
Oh, I should have known, because I know the bass player she's speaking about.
Okay. Which you will not, but obviously.
Oh, Tara Mellows, come on.
It's Taramellos.
Oh, nice.
Did you think that she didn't mean Nate?
Yeah.
And then
you figured it out.
I was like,
he was counting.
John, Nate. Yeah, I was drumming in my head. Yeah, I was counting off like John.
No, that's John.
I was counting off like John.
Nate. Yeah.
I know. I was thinking of a picture that we took in the back in the green room of the what is it called? The space.
The space yeah,
in Hamden.
Yeah.
With Taramellos, and I had just
I just
shotgunned a tall boy.
Yeah, you beat me. Mm.
And then it was like my most Dragon Ball Z picture because I was just like throwing it and it made like a silver streak.
It was very cool. Yeah. It was a very cool picture.
Yeah.
You go deep in the archives for that in the Danny and Mike
there
catalog.
You go. I think that's episode 6.
We did some poop stories. We posed with Hot Dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
yeah,
took a
did
great,
all that stuff.
We did, and some kids from SUNY Purchase came out and supported us.
True.
The place I dropped out of, you're not allowed to say alma mater. I found out the hard way. They sue you.
Ouch. Really?
No. No, but stick with it, Monica.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
I didn't get to answer
Monica,
the question.
Monica, I also hang out with Aaron Schwartz.
I was going to say.
I got a whole
yeah,
crew.
This guy's got posse for days.
I still
days.
Hang out with a lot of people because we're all friends.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie. People, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I would say that we're not all friends. There are some exceptions, but I got fired from Blue Bloods just before Devin Rattray was on, who played Buzz in Home Alone. And then I was working on The Good Fight, which is a Good Wife spinoff, when Devin Rattray was on that. Hmm. So I have seen him, and we've suggested having lunch.
That's your work posse-ish.
Oh, he was in Home Alone.
Where? But that was at work.
That was at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
So he has a work posse. You have a...
Oh.
You
yeah, don't mind. I mine think just like... Yeah.
This is how much posse was. I blew the middle of a rehearsal to walk in and take a selfie.
And the mustache is like...
The director must have been like, oh, cool, thanks.
I try to remember. Yeah. Tough. Yes. I think it was all about me in the moment. Anyway.
Well, that seems about right.
Shout out to Monica. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, great question.
Thank you, Monica.
Next up.
I give Keenan guitar lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just trying to drop some knowledge.
My posse is bigger than yours.
Could not have. My posse brings all the boys to the yard.
Speaking of posses, Jamie is the next voicemail. Here we go.
Go for it, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie, Mike, and Danny. This is Kyron, and my question is, if you were to make a seltzer flavor, what would it be? Now, it has to be drinkable. You have to be able to drink it.
Sure.
So it can't be like, diarrhea seltzer. That's no good.
I would agree
that
diarrhea seltzer is a bad
one. Bye-bye.
Stop. Thanks, Kyron. Kyron?
Yeah, it was
how do you spell
mislabeled.
That?
I don't know.
This is the fake transcripting.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kyron, thanks. Thanks for mentioning Jeremy before either of us.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
When you called in.
Yeah.
What was that beef on Twitter were having with each other?
But then, of course, as soon as
you were going to block someone because they were like, we like Jeremy?
Yeah.
That's fucked up,
He was like, Jeremy should be the co-star.
No, that's not what it said. It said something about like you shouldn't sell yourself short.
Yeah,
right.
Don't say you're just the producer or just the whatever. You're just a part of a team. And very nice words from a listener. Mm-hmm. And Mike, of course, sent immediately the picture of him about to block that user on Twitter,
obviously, we've exchanged since then.
It was a joke. But I had sent
He talked about my glands. He tried to talk glands.
I told him he's just still a little bitter about.
I would just point out that as soon as Kyron mentioned you, in his next breath, he mentioned diarrhea. Just so you know.
Well, that's not true. Your name is closer to the diarrhea than mine.
Temporally closer to diarrhea. So,
all right, boys,
Kyron,
seltzer flavors.
Do you
want to
do? Do you want to do? Okay,
let's
so we'll
go
do.
Around, let's go around.
I was going to say we'll do a
we'll
joint. We'll do a joint one, and we'll do individual ones.
Okay.
So, Dan, what's
joint
your
one?
Yeah, okay. What's your individual flavor?
My
that you
individual
would,
yeah. flavor would be some sort of like tart with a little bit of ginger, like Ooh. Maybe like a some sort of like.
Like a tart,
like a grapefruity.
Okay, I'm jumping
with a
in.
Hint of
I'm
ginger.
Jumping. I'm jumping
okay.
in here. Key lime pie with a ginger snap crust.
Wow,
that's my seltzer.
That is genius.
That's really good.
That's my
I
seltzer.
Would drink the shit out of that.
Key lime pie with a ginger snap crust.
With, okay. around the rim, you could put a little crystallized ginger.
What's your individual?
My individual would be, and I'm shouting out to Polar because they did something similar, but. I would say my seltzer, straight up seltzer flavor would be pineapple blueberry.
That's cool. That's
pineapple,
cool.
Pineapple blueberry.
I'm yeah, big like, into blueberry.
Now. Okay, and now we all go and give one ingredient.
Yeah, exactly. I to make this, a to make a grab bag, which has to it can't be like you say duh, I say Aya, and he says Rhea. You know what I mean? It can't be like that.
I like it. It's not just diarrhea. It was duh. Diarrhea.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. What's
give
your
one ingredient?
No,
your
no
one
remember,
ingredient.
Remember, protect the brand at all costs.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Protect the brand.
Oh, yeah. This has to represent the podcast.
Representing
okay,
the podcast.
Kyron, here we go. Here goes. Here goes.
Kiwi.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Like that threw you off so bad.
Well, what do you mix
no,
with
it
kiwi?
Doesn't, it
doesn't.
It's not free association. I'm allowed to think about it. But, oh,
this
you
is,
fail.
This is ass cat. I just say kiwi, just, well, and you're what like, well, oh, kiwi what makes me think of.
Is this Wheel of Fortune?
I got mine already. So
really?
Yeah. Do you?
Go.
Want,
yeah, you go.
I don't want to steal it because I've already.
No, no, go.
You've been
so
stolen from so much this episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as a tribute.
Who stole my pull-up bars? How am I supposed to get up off this toilet?
I'm going to, as a tribute, I'm going to do orange for the Orange Lazarus. It's going to be an orange kiwi.
Vanilla.
Whoa.
Like a creamsicle. Kiwi
Whoa.
Creamsicle.
Okay, that's a good...
Alrighty,
like
Kyron.
That could be cool.
So
Polar,
you got four...
Get on the ball.
You got four answers.
No, Polar, if you steal that shit from us, I swear to God I will stop supporting
We're
you
just going
to
collaborate.
Advertising for free. Yes.
This is just what
we
Vans...
We will stop advertising for free.
This is just
free.
What Vans
Please.
Does. It's
just
like Vans X Polar. You know, it's all kinds of collaborations. So Danny and Mike X Polar.
That's right. So that's a good one. Kiwi, orange, vanilla.
Thanks, Kyron.
That's pretty good. Yeah, thanks so much for giving us a shout. You want to go...
Making the brain work.
Yeah, let's keep going.
One more.
Let's roll.
All right, here we go.
What's up, guys? This is Spencer Lambert from Austin, Texas. Just going to call, congratulate Danny on the wedding.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for bringing this. Definitely was a big fan of the show as a kid. It's cool to see the evolution of you guys' lives and stuff. It's just fun.
Yeah, Danny's
but
married.
I'll continue to support and some fun shit. Yeah. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Spencer.
Spencer, some fun shit.
That's not even a question. That's more like
a compliment.
Spencer, that was not a question I'm going to answer anyway. Thank you. That's awesome. And yes, you.
Spencer, our lives continue from, you know.
No,
when we first started, our genetic mold is still moving and things are happening.
Yeah, my telomeres.
Still,
my telomeres are shortening.
Stuff's still growing. Hopefully healthy growth.
Thank you. We are alive. It's good to be alive.
Yeah, Spencer, that was very nice.
Yeah, you know, I like to get it's a little fluff.
All right, like one more. That was so good. We got to end on a bad one.
Hi. This is Jay from South Dakota.
Jay, you didn't know how to spell that. It's okay. We love the Nash.
I just want to say congratulations, Danny.
Gosh.
That'll be yet an awesome wedding.
It Thank was. You. It kicked ass. Thank
most
you.
Most weddings I've been to are very run-of-the-mill and boring.
This was not that.
I'm a... I ran this podcast. We didn't do very well. We for now defunct because it was called Roseanne. and imagine it was about Roseanne.
Right.
But now it got canceled.
We're on YouTube. If you are inclined, you don't need to push this because I have a more important question.
Doing you pushed it yourself. Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a fight between an Ewok and a Jawa?
Oh.
Just your thoughts.
Obviously.
And have a good night.
Oh, this is great, Jay.
Peace out.
Thank you for your congratulations about me for just existing. And my answer is, in space, it would be a draw. In the desert, the Jawa would win. Correct. And in the jungle, the Ewok would win.
I think that's a very fair answer. I'm with you 100%.
The Jawas have technology, though, is what he's getting at.
That is true.
But
the Ewoks have
determination.
Yeah. And numbers. They have numbers.
I don't think between the three of us, anyone could have answered that question better than that.
We always defer
to Michael C. on these kind of questions if it's Dragon Ball Z related.
Yep.
If it's Star Trek, though,
I don't know if you would have answered so quickly.
I'll be happy to defer to either of my brethren on that one. Or brethren. I've been watching Luke Cage, the second season, and there's a lot of Jamaican.
Brethren.
You saw my blood and tears in that then, huh? My 3 days I worked on.
Did you leave it all out there on the film plane?
Yep.
Did you have to actually give blood?
I was going to say, when the prop department gets low, sometimes they have just prop guys just cut themselves.
They just cut themselves up a little bit,
five takes and they lost a prop guy and then they stopped doing that. So they only leave it for the young and healthy ones.
Prop intern,
can only take one pint out every 3 hours. You keep going.
We worked at 52, eventually worked it into the contract where you can only give blood plasma now. So that's why the companies don't even do it. Yeah.
Well, how about, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for that last one. Appreciate that. Do you want to...
Jay, there's nothing wrong with South Dakota except that it sucks from large portions of it.
It's probably beautiful.
I mean, they make tons of flax. Oh, no, that's North Dakota. They have...
Flaxseed?
Yeah. Flax is grown from seed. So, yes, flax is its own.
Okay.
You know, flaxseed oil.
Yes.
Oil seeds.
Flaxseed bread.
They're one of the major oil seed, you know, America's breadbasket.
Mm-hmm. That's North Dakota.
Yeah, I wouldn't be seasoning my cast iron pan with flaxseed oil if I didn't have North Dakota there. But South Dakota's got good things going for it, too. Yeah. South Dakota's got good things going for it, too, Jay. There's the Badlands.
Oh.
There's Pierre.
Okay.
That's not much I can think of besides that.
Well, he prefaced it by saying it sucks. So
I know. I talked over that.
You're trying to... We appreciate it, okay? And we appreciate you. And we appreciate South Dakota.
Yeah, I work with a guy from North Dakota, and he's totally cool.
I grew up in New Jersey. You know how many people tell me Jersey sucks?
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now as well. I won't just tell you. I'll prove it.
All right, start number one, the U-turns. Yeah. They suck. Number two,
Jug handles make sense, man.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Safer to go right than left.
Okay.
Let's explain.
We'll get down to those stats at some point.
That's fucking true.
We're going to drill down.
Well, this is going to be our last phone call of this little baby episode. And shall we just get into it?
Let's jump in.
Okay.
Both feet.
Yo, is this still the Danny and Mike hotline?
This is the same guy from last week.
How you doing, boys?
This is...
Sorry, I got cut off last time.
What are you talking about? Another one.
That may or may not have been two detectives. If anybody asks... I was just watching Pete and Pete episodes with you guys. Johnny Earwax was a hyena.
Yes, he was.
Okay, Q&A time, boys. You ready?
Go ahead.
I have been known to throw a few curveballs here. They used to call me Frankie Curveballs.
Well, I know his name is Frankie now.
Question one for Mr. Marona.
Okay, I'm here.
A.K.A. Big Pete.
Yes.
A.K.A. Wriggles. I'm bringing that back. A.K.A. Hawk.
Hawk?
I like that. Yeah.
Is world-renowned director/actor Eli Roth A, complete and total teabag, B, a fucking teabag, or C, just another giant teabag we all need to forget about? Curveball, he's all three. Question two for Danny,
You got to answer the question.
Frankie, you gave it to me straight, so I can't give it to you back anything other than that. The answer is all of the above.
He was right.
And I would like to select curveball. You were not wrong. And notwithstanding anybody's feelings about killing Nazis, because killing Nazis is good. We all know that.
Yeah.
Run that tape.
All right, here we go.
Question two for Danny, a.k.a. Timbo, a.k.a. Little Pete, a.k.a. Checky.
Oh, I know who it is.
A.k.a. Dove as in Hawk and Dove.
Oh, I'm Dove?
What the fuck does Heiner mean? And final
quiz. Okay.
Okay. That's...
You're a Heiner. Isn't Heiner like a German word for ass?
Well, we always thought it was Heine. I never heard Heiner my whole life, actually, until Pete and Pete was on. I always heard Heine. Like, you don't want to... Did they spank your hiney?
Right.
You don't want to show your. You don't want to show
your
hiney.
You're a complete Heiner. I always thought Heiner was some German word for something else.
I just assumed it was the formal version of hiney. Like I had been this whole time been operating in the informal,
right.
And then like this, you know, oh, you know, Heine,
uh-huh.
You know, Heine's always hanging around.
Yeah.
And then you met, welcome. This is my boss, Joseph Heiner. it's very nice to meet you, Mr. Heiner.
On the Urban Dictionary, Heiner spelled H-I-N-E-R, which I don't know if that's how it's spelled, but
it's not.
What would it be?
H-E-I-N-E-R. Just,
thank you. Anyway, I remember
like
the
Wiener.
Script. Oh, Heiner?
Heiner.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well,
it's a terrible site that we don't listen to.
Is a
Urban
mildly
Dictionary?
Offensive insult popular in the U.S. Midwest.
Oh.
Interchangeable with any of the thousands of other generic insults like dillhole or asshat. And their sentence that they use is, Joe keeps hanging around drinking all my beer and asking me to borrow money. What a Heiner.
I mean, I feel like that's
ass
pretty
hat.
Much what
yeah.
it means. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it could be...
no, I guess
like
it has nothing to do with Germany, though.
But like most little Pete insults, it's like vaguely German, but not actually German.
Right, right. You know.
Okay, third question.
Question for Jeremy, that's a.k.a. me. Pro Status, a.k.a. Cable Boss, a.k.a. Thunder Thunder.
Oh,
whoa.
When you guys were naming the show, was the Adventures of Big Peter and Little Peter already taken?
Okay.
I'm just
table.
Looking at t-shirt sales here, guys. Shit. Someone's at the door again.
Frankie.
Well. If it isn't Detective Michaelis day.
There's a whole arc on
Mike,
this.
Mike, help me out here. Character development. Yeah. What would Jeff be doing now?
Okay.
Brooklyn PD? The CDC? Yeah, that's it.
What the
CDC.
Hell?
CDC.
What's going on?
All right, boys.
All right.
I got to get out of here.
Frankie.
Yo.
Unfortunately, it's stuck on.
I want to get that yo on our soundboard.
So,
yo.
So is... was.
So are
was
we,
that person
are
was that caller
in,
was that caller at your wedding?
A,
was that caller at your wedding?
No,
because I'm pretty sure he was at your wedding.
Nope.
No, it's a different
nope.
friend.
Definitely not.
Definitely
yeah,
wasn't
I don't
at
have
your
any
wedding.
Clue. I don't even remember. What was my question?
Exactly. That's yeah. how powerful
your question
Frankie
was,
is.
Was little Pete Peter
oh.
and Big Peter? Yeah.
You got the order wrong. He said was the Adventures of Big Pete and Little Pete
yeah.
already taken?
Right. Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
he's stirring up shit. Whoever that guy is,
t-shirt wise,
he's
probably right. That would have sold pretty good.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
Yeah, we just we came up with it. Just
Big Peter and Little Peter.
Just how we came up with it. Yeah, I think we've talked about it before in this anyway. But
yeah, I went to go wash my hands, and you guys made the resume.
We got
application
domain.
While
we got
I was,
a domain name.
He walked back in after
while I was washing my hands.
Using the bathroom for 10 minutes, and then that's what it was. Yeah, no, but it's not very interesting, but.
Oh, guys, I brought cherries if you want to live stream us eating some cherries.
Oh, man, listen,
this is not live
stream. Oh, yeah, I didn't think so.
But, all right, well, let's, how about we wrap this fair episode up and say thank you to everybody that called in.
Thank you, callers.
I'm
that was
pick,
very cool
I,
of you. And just know that we are, you know, we are listening and we are answering. So
yeah,
except
feel
for you.
Free to use that,
a voicemail, yeah.
Use
except
our
for
voicemail
you.
Anytime. And that,
Calderon, that was really confusing.
That phone number again is, what, Jeremy?
Yeah, that number would be 347. It's 470-8150.
With the and spelled out.
Well, we got
out.
A 347. We got a Brooklyn number, huh?
I guess we did, yeah. 347. 470-8150. Give us a call, leave us a message, and we will answer them on a future minisode.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to say we're part of the Last Podcast Network.
True that.
Check them out at lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have a ton of amazing shows. That
what's that?
Love.
What's the number again? 347.
470.
470.
8150.
8150. Shout out to the Last Podcast Network.
Yeah,
good people
check,
that run it.
Check them out.
I heard they're hiring.
Yeah, I heard that too. So check, go get a job from him. Be our friend. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike with the N spelled out. This guy right here on my right is on Twitter at Michael C. Marona.
If you have any problems with anything.
And the guy beside him, Mr. Danny Tamborelli, is at D Tamborelli or at Danny Tamborelli on the Insta. And I am at Remy Balin on most things. And, have
and he also has another podcast called Fresh Beats.
And you're what?
Fresh Beats?
Yeah. I switched it over to a stock music beat podcast.
It's just about Jimmy Iovine and Drag.
That's right.
Do you like golden beats or regular beats?
I'm a regular beats guy because I love having a heart attack every time I take a shit.
And on that, we will bid you adieu. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.